Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Now, today I don't have a message proper, so to speak, for you. I've spent the past week away. Actually, I was out in Kansas City at the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection, which is Adam Hamilton's church. I'm sure many of you probably know who Adam Hamilton is. And I was out at his leadership institute from Tuesday through Friday, and I came back on Friday. So I don't have a message for you. I took off I took off today, basically, just rest after being away for a week. But I wanted to bring you a message of hope, and one that kind of revisits the topic that I spoke on last week with the third part of Joyride entitled U-Turn. In that, you'll recall that I talked about Paul and how Paul on his way to Damascus, on the road to Damascus, had a sudden and sharp stop to his journey. In fact, he was taken off of his tracks by Jesus, who encountered him and asked him why he was doing what he was doing, and then sent him ahead into Damascus to wait for someone to come, someone named Ananias, to come and tell him what he must do from there. So in essence, Jesus stopped Paul in his tracks. And Paul ended up doing this U-turn in his life, where he had initially thought he was going the right way, but he realized, because of his encounter with Jesus, that in fact he had not been going the right way. And so he did an about face and had to head back toward God, because he had realized he'd been walking further and further away from God. And it's a bit of an uncomfortable conversation for most of us to have, because we like to think we're good people. We like to think we're doing things right. We like to imagine ourselves as being the best possible people ever. And I think that's well-intentioned, but oftentimes it masks the real things that we're carrying around with us. It masks and hides the sins and the struggles that we have. It puts us up onto pedestals, and it also, conversely, we also look at others and put them up on pedestals and imagine that they are indeed better than they actually are in reality. We don't typically like to look at people as being bad, ourselves included. There's always exceptions to that, but that's, you know, generally speaking. And so this idea that we're not all that good, and that sometimes we are absolutely heading in the wrong direction and need to do a U-turn, can be an uncomfortable thing to discuss. But there's great hope and liberation in that, my friends. There's great hope and liberation in that. Today's scripture I want to just bring to you really quick is from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. And it's, you know, obviously John 3:16 is a very well-known verse, but I want us to listen to this for the moment. I want us to listen to this. So here it is. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Amen." You know, the funny thing about this is that Jesus is talking to Nicodemus in this passage, who was a Pharisee and who had secretly come to him in the night. So you want to talk about the cover of darkness and coming to the light. Nicodemus is coming to the light, which is Jesus, in the dead of night so that people will not see that he is visiting and speaking with this preacher who has caused such a scandal among the Pharisees and religious leaders. And this is what Jesus has to say to him. Yes, God loves the world, and that's why I've come. And there is no judgment against anyone who believes in me, but anyone who does not believe in me has already been judged because they refuse to believe in me. And the judgment is based on the fact that I, God's light, came into this world. But people loved the darkness more than the light. And they refused to go near the light because they didn't want their sins to be exposed. My friends, that is human nature, right? We don't like to admit when we're wrong, and we don't like to admit we need help, and we don't like to admit that we're less than perfect. I mean, none of us really walk around thinking we're perfect, but we don't like to admit those things. And the message last week about U-turn was really all about admitting we're heading the wrong way. If we don't admit that we're heading the wrong way, how can we ever make a U-turn? You know, it reminds me of the stereotypical man driving down the road refusing to ask for directions, and he keeps insisting, "We're not lost. We'll get there. We'll get there." But of course, eventually, over time, the man breaks down and has to pull out a map or God forbid, has to stop and ask for directions. And then they find out that they're heading in the complete opposite direction and they have to do a U-turn. That's often how we navigate life. We keep going and going and going and going until we can't go anymore, until we're so lost and hopeless that we can't even go any further. And then we stop and realize, oops, we've been heading the wrong way all along. And what Jesus is telling us here is that God's people, as painful as it is sometimes, God's people walk toward the light right away. They don't wait till the last second to do it. They walk to the light right away. Why? So that if they are heading the wrong way, it will be exposed. You see, there's nothing wrong with exposing something that needs to change, because then we're aware of it and we'll change it. But if we hide in the darkness, if we refuse to ask for directions, if we refuse to take instruction, if we refuse to walk into the light to expose those things about us that are no good, then we will keep heading down that path. And that path is ultimately a path of destruction. It's not even that God is judging us, but we're judging ourselves. We're punishing ourselves by not going to the light. Friends, that's many of us, is it not? I'm sure some of you who are listening to this right now are carrying with you some things that you don't need to carry. That Jesus is willing and able and wanting to take from you. But in order to get rid of those things, you have to admit you have them. You have to walk to the light and expose those things so that they may be removed. And you need not do this alone. Seeing a pastor, receiving pastoral counseling, helps us expose such things. Or if you have a friend who is a close confidant that you can trust and you can share and who will hold you accountable and you can hold them accountable, there's nothing better than Christian accountability with the ones that we love and we trust. But the key is, my friends, that we need to walk to the light and expose those things so that we may purge ourselves of them and head back in the right direction. Do a U-turn and head back in the right direction. I know it's hard. I know it's painful. I know it's counterintuitive. I myself have in the past hidden things and kept things secret because I didn't want people to know that they were there. And if I only held on to them, maybe over time I'd be able to sort them out and get rid of them. But you know what? In reality, that doesn't happen, does it? Because by hiding them, we're refusing to even acknowledge them. And we end up fooling ourselves in the end. And rarely do we ever fool other people, which is the real irony. And we certainly don't fool God. So friends, whatever that is that you're holding on to, whatever you need to let go of, know that that is why Jesus came into the world, so that that the light of Christ could expose what needs to be changed, and through that comes Christian perfection, right? Where God is working out in our lives perfection so that one day when we stand before the throne of God, we will be blameless and ready to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is the sacrifice. That is why Jesus came and made the sacrifice that he did, so that we might receive life through him, that we might receive Christian perfection through him. And it doesn't necessarily happen instantaneously. Like I said, Paul's journey didn't end on the road to Damascus. It started, and the same is true for us. Our road doesn't end with salvation. It begins. So friends, walk to the light. Let go of those things you need to let go of. Let them be exposed and let go of them so that you can do a U-turn and you can begin that journey of Christian perfection, that journey of sanctification, that journey that will lead you on the straight and narrow path to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, for all people who are struggling with sin, and that's every human being on the face of the earth, Lord, help us to be people who come to you, who turn to you, who confess to you, and who give those things up to you. Lord, sin only has the power that we allow it to have. And when we hold on to it and bottle it up and keep it within ourselves, Lord, that just destroys us. But you, Lord, the light of all lights, you can shine your light in our lives and expose the things that we need to let go of, that we need to get rid of. And Lord, that's an ongoing, lifelong process. Open our hearts to it so that we may indeed keep turning back to you and keep heading down the road that you have set before us, the road that leads to eternal life and to the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your sacrifice, and we thank you for everybody who's listening, who is now beginning to walk toward the light and to remove the things from their lives that you want them to remove. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, friends, that is the message for today. I just wanted to, I didn't want to leave you with nothing for the week. And so whatever it is you're struggling with, turn it to God. Of course, I'd invite you to check out the episode notes so you know how you can support us, certainly by leaving us a review and rating us, or by shopping on the Life-Giving Water swag store. But whatever you do, friends, remember that you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.